Two Navy SEALs missing in the Gulf of Aden while searching for Iranian weapons bound for Yemen. By Christina Wong on January 15, 2024. Two Navy SEALs went missing after a shipboarding operation went awry near Somalia on Thursday, as they were looking for suspected Iranian weapons bound for Yemen, according to reports. The SEALs were preparing to board a ship in rough seas when one of them slipped from a ladder and fell into the water, according to the Washington Post. The second SEAL dove in after him. They have been missing since Thursday. Related video, Pentagon, no indications Houthis will stop attacking. John Kirby, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communication, told CBS News Face the Nation on Sunday that the search was still ongoing. We hope to get some updated information today. But we're obviously watching this very closely, he said. Kirby said the operation was part of normal interdiction operations the U.S. has been conducting for some time to try to disrupt the flow of weapons supplies to Yemen. He said the operation was not related to the strikes the U.S. recently took against the Houthis in Yemen, which were aimed at stopping the group's drone and missile attacks against U.S. and commercial ships in the region. However, Pentagon officials have been vocal about Iran's support for the Houthi rebels in Yemen, who have been targeting the ships since October in what they say is retaliation for Israel's offensive against Hamas. On Thursday, the U.S. fired more than 150 munitions at 16 different locations in Yemen, in the first strikes against the group, in response to the drone and missile attacks. President Joe Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called the strikes a clear message, although hours later the Houthis resumed their attacks against U.S. military and commercial ships. Kirby pushed back against the idea that there was now an open-ended conflict with the Houthis. Nobody wants a conflict with the Houthis. We're not looking for a conflict with Yemen here. We're trying to get these attacks to stop, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.